Imisebenzi isahluko sechumi lesithupha. Waya wafika eDebe laseListra. Kwakukhona lapho umfundi othiwa nguTimothy, indodana yowesifazana ongumJuda okholwayo, kodwa uyise wayengumGriki. Wayenconywa ngabazalwane baseListra laseIconiuma. UPauli wathanda ukuba uTimothy ahambe laye, ngakho wamthatha. Wamsoka ngenxa yabajuda ababekhona kulezo ndawo, ngoba bonke babemazi ukuthi uyise ungumGriki. Wathi bedabula imizi, babanika izigqibo ezagqitshwa ngabapostoli labadala eJerusalema ukuba bazilondoloze. Ngakho ke amabandla aqiniswa ekukholweni, anda ngokunengi insuku ngensuku. Basebedabula ilizwe laseFrigia lelaseGalatia, balelwa ngumoya ongcwele ukukhuluma ilizwi e-Asia. Sebefikile maqondana leMisiya, balinga ukuya eBithiniya, kodwa umoya kaJesu kabavumelanga. Ngakho bayiceza iMisiya, behlela eTroas. Wabonakala kuPawuli umbono ebusuku. Indoda yaseMakedoniya yayimi imncenga isithi,
"Welela eMakedoniya usisize."
Esewubonile umbono, safuna masinyane ukuwelela eMakedoniya, sisithi uNkulunkulu usibezele ukushumayela ivangeli kibo. Ngakho sasuka eTroas ngomkolo, saqonda eSamothrake, ngosuku olulandelayo saya eNeapoli, sasuka lapho saya eFilippi, umuzi omkhulu wesigaba saseMakedoniya, lapho kwakuhlala amabutho amaRoma. Kulowo muzi sahlala insuku ezithile. Ngosuku lwesabatha saphumela ngaphandle kwesango lomuzi ngasemfuleni, lapho esasisithi kulendawo yokukhuleka khona. Sahlala phansi, sakhuluma labesifazana ababebuthene lapho. Owesifazana othile othiwa nguLidiya, ongumthengisi wamalembu ayibubende owemzini othiwa iTiatira, okhonza uNkulunkulu, wasizwa. Inkosi yavula inhliziyo yakhe ukuba alalele okwakhulunywa nguPawuli. Kuthe esebhabhathiziwe kanye lendlu yakhe, wasincenga esithi,
"Kuba lingibona ukuthi ngithembekile enkosini, wozani endlini yami lihlale khona."
Wasicindezela. Wathi sisiya endaweni yokukhuleka, sahlangana lentombazana eyisigqili elomoya wokuhlahlula. Yayizuzela abaniniyo inzuzo enengi ngokuvumisa. Yona yamlandela uPawuli lathi isithi,
"Laba bantu bazinceku zikaNkulunkulu ophezu konke, ezisichumayeza indlela yokusiliswa."
Lokhu yakwenza insuku eziningi. Wathi uPawuli esenengiwe waphenduka, wathi kumoya,
"Ngiyakulaya ngebizo likaJesu Kristu, phuma kuyo."
Wahle waphuma ngaleso sikhathi. Abaniniyo sebebonile ukuthi ithemba lenzuzo yabo liphelile, babamba uPawuli loSilasi, babadonsela emdangeni, bababeka phambi kwababusi. Sebebalethile enduneni bathi,
"Laba bantu bengabaJuda, badunga umuzi wethu, bafundisa imikhuba esingavunyelwa ukuyamkela siyenze thina esingamaRoma."
Lexuku labelekelela, lenduna zabadabulela ingubo zabo, zalaya ukuba bashaywe ngenduku. Sebebatshayile imivivinya eminengi, babaphosa entolongweni, balaya umlindintolongo ukuba abalondoloze. Yena elayiwe ngokunjalo wabafaka entolongweni ephakathi, wabophela inyawo zabo ezigodweni. Kodwa phakathi kobusuku uPawuli loSilasi babekhuleka bedumisa uNkulunkulu ngamahubo lezibotshwa zazibalalele. Wathi masinyane kwabakhona ukuzamazama okukhulu, kwaze kwanyikinyeka izisekelo zentolongo, kwavuleka masinyane iminyango yonke, kwathukuluka lezibopho zabo bonke. Wathi umlindintolongo ephaphama, wabona iminyango yentolongo ivulekile, wakhokha umhedla wakhe efuna ukuzibulala, ngoba esithi izibotshwa zibalekile. Ngakho uPawuli wamemeza ngelizwi elikhulu wathi,
"Ungazilimazi, ngoba sikhona sonke.
Wasebiza ukuba kulethwe izibane, wagijimela phakathi ethuthumela ngokwesaba, wawela phansi phambi kukaPauli loSilasi, wasebakhuphela phandle wathi,
"Madoda, ngenzeni ukuze ngisiliswe na?"
Bona abathi kuye,
"Kholwa enkosini uJesu, uza kusiliswa wena lendlu yakho."
Base bemchumayeza ilizwi lenkosi, yena labo bonke ababesendlini yakhe. Wabathatha ngaleso sikhathi sobusuku, wagezisa amanxeba abo, wabhaphathizwa khona lapho labo bonke abendlu yakhe. Wasebesa endlini yakhe, wabeka ukudla phambi kwabo, wathokoza kanye lendlu yakhe yonke ngokukholwa kuNkulunkulu. Kwathi sekusile, induna zathumela amanxusa zisithi, "Khululani labo bantu bahambe." Umlindi ntolongo wabikela uPauli lawo mazwi esithi,
"Induna zithumele ukuba likhululwe. Ngakho ke, phumani lihambe ngokuthula."
Kodwa uPauli wathi kubo,
"Basitshayile obala, singalahlwanga licala, thina singamaRoma. Basiphosela entilongweni, khathesi sebefuna ukusikhulula ngensitha na? Hatshi, kabeze bona basikhuphe."
Amanxusa azibikela izinduna lawo mazwi, zona zesaba sezisizwa ukuba ngamaRoma. Ngakho zeza zabancenga, zabakhupha, zabacela ukuba baphume emzini. Ngakho basebephuma entolongweni, bangena kweLidiya. Kwathi sebebabonile abazalwane, bakhuluma amazwi okubaqinisa, basuka bahamba.